Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's pick up where we left off. I was doing my PR firm. I gave you the PR firm for why you would play Watson. What was your next question there, Daniel?
So, and to both of you, because both of you are members of the PR firm.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff, welcome.
Right?
Yes.
Jeff. Thanks. Am I a junior associate or am I
vice president?
I want to be a partner.
If it's the Andy Baskin marketing firm, he's got to work his way up.
That's why junior vice president.
Well, no, it'd be like in this world, in this room that we would sit in, it would be the Andy Baskin marketing firm with Jeff Phelps.
All right.
Wow.
Nothing good comes from
moving
this.
Moving right along, anyway, there is a meeting after the show.
Nothing good comes from adding on to that one.
Anthony's been here long enough. All right. I don't understand that.
Sell,
top billing, man. Give him top billing.
If you're the PR firm, the Browns have hired you. Your job is to spin this.
Okay.
Sell me on putting Shedeur Sanders out there.
Oh, it's simple. It's Shedeur Sanders, baby. You think Hugh Jackson's here?
I thought you hire a marketing law firm when you need marketing help.
Well, I do, because he just tried to sell me on why Deshaun Watson should be.
You might need it.
You told me the scenario, and I told you if that's the position I was in and I had to start Deshaun, that's exactly what I would say. Hey, ooh. I mean, you're right, 100%. If they told you Sanders was starting on Sunday, that stadium, I don't care what the weather's like, would be filled with Sanders jerseys in it. No question. I think, Jeff, do you agree, disagree?
They'd have no trouble selling tickets.
No problem selling tickets or
sell
merch.
Out, I don't know, but they'd have a full house. It'd be pretty crowded.
I think you might have your answer.
My answer is to what? Play Sanders over Watson?
Exactly. I think you just built your own answer.
Let me give you a different answer.
Okay, Junior Vice President Phelps.
How much is Shedeur's rookie contract worth?
Peanuts compared to
how much do I have invested in it as an organization?
All right, so we have a marketing crisis here, because when you look at the ROI, ROI says
insurance.
Okay, well, forget about the insurance part of it. Let's just make that. Yes, you can.
How? Someone else is paying for this.
I just don't understand. Your argument on the insurance thing drives me insane, because if he's deemed healthy by doctors, how can they keep him off the... How can you claim an insurance... how can you claim insurance on him if he's not injured?
Hasn't been deemed healthy yet.
By who?
By the doctors. Why is that off the IR?
You're trying to tell me, by the way, if he has doctors and his doctors say he's healthy enough to go out and play, the NFLPA is going to be screaming at the top of their lungs saying the Browns are in violation of the collective bargaining agreement because we have a doctor that says we have a player who is healthy, yet they won't take him off the injured reserve.
But the Browns doctor...
I mean, that is lawsuits. And what insurance company wants to keep paying for that? They don't.
And who knows? Who knows with any of this stuff? We may find ourselves in a situation 2 weeks
from now. Your premiums just went up with that insurance company because they're trying to get money on him when he's not hurt. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So you didn't need to take it to yourself.
Okay,
so
what is going to hurt more? The $44.3 million that you owed Deshaun Watson in a premium charge or my monthly payment going up? Come on now.
Dude, just think about it. Even if you're paying like $5 in and they've got... a million of you, who do you think they want?
I'm on now.
I'm just saying, I'm not paying for Deshaun Watson to be hurt, and I sure don't need the insurance company paying for him if he's not hurt. I know you're talking about they want to keep the insurance claim. Look, if he's hurt, okay, I get it. That's why you have him insured. I get it. But if he's not hurt and he is deemed healthy by the doctors, I don't know how you, help me, Jeff, help me.
Andy, I would think if he's deemed healthy by the doctors and you don't activate his window, that the NFLPA is going to be all over that.
Okay, so do we answer your question?
Just from what we know about the history of how these things go.
No, because we've been in these positions enough times before with other various guys who just are like, okay, we're done here, and we're going to run out the string here. And
he's
all
not
we need,
any guy, though. That's the problem.
Oh, but in this situation, yes, he is. Mm, what benefit comes from him not on paper.
That's right. Not on payday.
What benefit comes from him touching the field?
Yeah.
None. Zero. Zilch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is he a better...
Dano, I have a hard time arguing with your point. I have a hard time arguing with your point.
Nay!
But what are they... They have an issue that they're going to have to deal with in some way, shape, or form moving up. They're either going to have to ignore him this year if he gets healthy and hope that the NFLPA doesn't sue, cut him in the offseason, trade him, which is so unlikely that, you know, I hate to even throw it out there.
Yeah, watch that one.
Or play him.
I like the ones where he doesn't touch the field and I don't have to listen to my fan base lose their minds over seeing him one more time look pathetic.
I'm just telling you, there's a business side of this that goes beyond what you want to think or think you're going to get on the field. Matt's in Talmadge. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I said it right, didn't I? I always get...
It's actually Tal.
Talmadge, sorry. I said Talmadge and it's Talmadge. I'm sorry.
Although the word is spelled tall, like T-A-L-L.
I know. Matt, I just wanted to apologize to all the fine people of Tal.
Talmadge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Talmadge. Yeah, they'll be okay.
Well, we had a dear friend that used to correct me every time I said Talmadge, so that's why.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, dear friends, our guy Watson. So I understand everybody's point, and I really think the NFLPA is what's going to win out in this situation. I also think the $46 million he's owed is going to win out in this situation. I also think the fact that if Shedeur Sanders was ready, he'd be playing. If they thought he could go out there and operate the offense, I think he would be playing. So just
I think you might be right on that, Matt, by the way.
Yeah. And I go back to, Jeff, you had asked before the draft when we were getting reared up, how do you want the Cleveland Browns quarterback room to look? And I had called in and I had said, look, I want a veteran. And this is something you guys have said to a veteran, a young veteran, and a rookie. So mine was Jacoby Brissett, calm down, Dan, Malik Willis, and Dylan Gabriel. And the only reason I said Gabriel is because it was already out there. McShay was reporting everything else, how much teams loved him and how much they look at him as a long-term backup. That didn't change. So we substitute Malik Willis with Pickett, and I was still good. And I'm just frankly mad that I'm watching this, and we didn't see Pickett. Jacoby Brissett, I think, actually signed the day I said that and stuff. So we're left with this quarterback mess, and at this point, I wish they would cut Gabriel because I don't think he deserves everything that's going on. And I think he'll get another chance somewhere else. But it's amazing to me how upset fans are about who's playing quarterback when there really isn't a substantial person to play quarterback in that quarterback room. There's no one. And now, if you guys excuse me, I have to go get my tattoo that said, I survived Imani Bates and Shedeur Sanders idiocy. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
I've heard that comparison before.
Feels that way. Take one more. Brian and Stowe. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hello, Brian.
We're hanging in. How are you?
Not bad. The only thing I want to throw in about Shador is that I agree with the last caller about him not really being ready. That's probably why he's not in. But, I mean, just the fans in general, I just think that, you know, we deserve something. And apparently we're going to get it later on in the season. But I just think it's the time to switch would have been at the break. And I just don't see anything from Dylan Gabriel. And we're still even in competition to win the division. And I don't understand why we're not trying to win games. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Let me go back to what Matt said.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody in that quarterback, you know, room that makes you think, yeah, we've got a guy? Then that's, I think they are trying to win games. But they've put, the guys who are there are trying to win. The coaches are trying to win. But they gave the guys who, at quarterback, gave them the best chance to win a ticket out of town.
I mean, you can't,
you can't tell me that Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco didn't give this group a better chance to win. I don't think there's any question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.